సుసాయం స్వాగతం చ, సుసాయం స్వాగతం చ, గుడ్ ఈవినింగ్ అండ్ వెల్కమ్, స్వాగతం వెల్కమ్. మన్యే మీన్స్ ఐ థింక్ సర్వే కుశలిన, హో బాల్ ఆర్ గివింగ్ యు అది కుశలం, కుశలం కదా, కుశలం
కుశలం
బట్ లిటరలీ ది వర్డ్ కుశలం మీన్స్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్. కుశం లాతీతి కుశలః, కుశే దర్భా గ్రాస్. హావ్ యు ఎవర్ సీన్ ఎ దర్భా బ్లేడ్ ఆఫ్ గ్రాస్ విచ్ ఈస్ యూజ్డ్ ఇన్ ఇండియా ఆన్ సర్టెన్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ రిచువల్స్? లైక్ ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ పవిత్రం. It is a kind of reed. It goes and then it is very sharp. Both the edges are very sharp. So, the one who cuts it must be very careful. Otherwise, he'll cut his own finger. It's sharp like a blade. So, kushalaha, one who is careful in cutting in their bhagras. There is a literal meaning. But we use it in an extended sense. Kushalaha, one who is well-versed, skilled. Kushalaha, వ్యాకరణే, వ్యాకరణం మీన్స్ గ్రామర్ అండ్ హీ ఈజ్ అన్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ ఇన్ సాంస్క్రిట్ లాంగ్వేజ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. రోహణ కుశల సంస్కృత భాషాయా, నయన కుశల
అశ్వకోవిద
అశ్వకోవిద హార్స్ రైడింగ్. సో ది వర్డ్ కుశల మీన్స్ వన్ హూ ఈజ్ స్కిల్డ్, an expert. I'm explaining the word kushala. Gate saptahe means last week. Vayam shankaracharyam prati, shankaracharyaha advaita guruhu shankaracharyaha tasya jivanam prati chintitavantah. We learnt a little about the life and activities of Sri Shankaracharya. Advaita Mata Guruhu Saha. Matam is religion, philosophy. Advaita Mata Guruhu. Advaita Pratishthapakaha. One who expounded and established the philosophy called Advaita. Saha Balye Vayasi means when he was very young. సర్వాణి శాస్త్రాణి అధీతవాన్, హి లెర్న్డ్ ఆల్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్. సర్వే వేదాః తస్య జిహ్వాగ్రే, ఆల్ ది వేదాస్ వర్ ఆన్ ది టిప్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ టంగ్, జిహ్వా టంగ్ అగ్రే ఆసన్. సర్వాః ఉపనిషదః, ఉపనిషత్ వేరియస్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, 108 ఆర్ దేర్ ఆర్ 210 ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ అకార్డింగ్ టు అదర్ అకౌంట్. All of them were mastered by him. Karatala amalaki krutaha. Karatala amalaka. Karatala means amalaka is a fruit, the berry, gooseberry which you keep in hand. You can easily see that. So all the Upanishads were mastered by him. All the Vedas were on the tip of his tongue. Balye vayasi. Bhagavataha Shankarasya anugrahat jataha. He was born by the grace of Lord Shankara himself. Shodashe vayasi. When he was 16, sarvani vyakhyanani, sarvani stotrani rachayamasa. He completed writing the commentaries on all the celebrated texts and also various stotras or hymns he composed. Even when he was 16, just imagine how active his brain must be. What a gifted child he was. Tasya matam advaitam. Na dvaitam advaitam. There is no duality in the reality. According to him, Brahma satyam, jagat mithya, jivaha brahmaiva na aparaha iti tasya siddhantaha. His doctrine is this. Brahman alone is the reality. The whole world is a myth and jiva, individual soul, is not different from the Supreme Brahman. This is the essence of his Advaita philosophy. तस्य गुरुः गोविन्द भगवत् पादः. तस्य गुरोः नाम किम्? गोविन्द भगवत् पादः इति गुरोः नाम. तस्य गुरुः गौडपादः इति. गौडपाद आचार्यः इति गोविन्द भगवत्पादस्य गुरुः. शङ्करस्य गुरुः गोविन्द भगवत्पादः. गोविन्द भगवत्पादस्य गुरुः गौडपाद आचार्यः. इति सर्वे सुप्रसिद्धाः आचार्याः. आल् आर् वेल् नोन् टीचर्स्. एकदा शङ्कराचार्यः तस्य चत्वारः शिष्याः डिसैपल्स् चत्वारः, एक द्वौ त्रयः चत्वारः, फोर् डिसैपल्स् हि हेड्. चतुर्भिः शिष्यैः सह एकदा शङ्करः गङ्गां गच्छति. गङ्गानदी वाराणसीक्षेत्रे, वाराणसी बेनारस्, वरुणा असी इति नदीद्वयं तत्र मिलति. टु रिवर्स् बै नेम् गङ्गा, वरुणा अण्ड् असी जायिन् देर्. दट्स् वै दि प्लेस् इस् काल्ड् वाराणसी. अत्यन्तं पवित्रं क्षेत्रं, पुण्यक्षेत्रम्. इट् इस् वेरि होली प्लेस्. साक्षात् परमेश्वरः तत्र लिङ्गरूपेण आविर्भवति. लार्ड् शिवा हेस् डैरेक्ट्लि कम् देर् इन् दि फार्म् आफ् लिङ्ग. अत्यन्तं पवित्रं क्षेत्रं. तत्र का नदी प्रवहति? बट् दि रिवर् दट् फ्लोस् देर्, गङ्गा. एकदा मण्डे शङ्कराचार्यः शिष्यैः सह, विथ् हिस् डिसैपल्स्, गङ्गानदीं गच्छति. किमर्थं? स्नातुं, स्नानं कर्तुं. वट् इस् इट् मीन्? टु टेक् बात्. शङ्कर वास् गोयिङ्ग् देर् विथ् हिस् फोर् डिसैपल्स्. मध्ये has anybody gone to Benares? You know the roads are very narrow. Very narrow roads are there. So if somebody comes, there is only one way traffic, more or less. You have to give way to that and then he will go. Ekada yada shankaraha snanartham gachati tasamaye, porataha means in front of him, ekaha chandalaha agataha. Chandalaha. Who is chandala? According to the Hindu caste system, chandala is called the fifth caste. Panchamaha varna. Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha, Vaishyaha, Shudraha iti chatvaraha varnaha. There are four castes. But beyond them there is one more called chandala. Chandala, the untouchable. Why untouchable? There are certain practices they were having, like killing the dogs and eating. They eat the dogs. Most abominable. Shvapachaha iti nama. Shvapacha. Shva is a dog. Shvapacha. Chandala. Durati. Durat means from a distance. Not drashtavya, you should not even see it. Look at his face. That was the curse those days. A chandala should not be seen by us. Durat. Saha agataha. Madhye margam. On the way. Shankaraha evam gachati, chandalaha evam gachati. Chandalasya sakashe with him. Chatvaraha shvanaha. Dogs. Kukuraha. Kukura is another name for a dog. Four dogs were there. He was bringing four dogs. A chandala, riding four dogs, he was walking across. Shankaracharya hatra, chatvaraha, sishya. He has got four disciples. And he came with four dogs. Kim kartavyam? What is to be done? I am atyantam pavitraha acharyaha. Shankara was a great saint, very holy. A great scholar, born in a high family, Brahmin caste and so on. Chandala is there. In those days, you know, chandalas were shunned. Their house was entirely different, in a situated outside the Brahmin locality. We should not even look at them, their face, or even talk to them. Those were the conditions obtaining those days. So Shankaraha, even was, hey Chandala, gacha gacha. Gacha, gacha. Go, go. Iti avadat. He spoke like that. Chandalaha hasati. Ha, ha, ha. Iti. Ho, Mahasaya. O great noble soul. Hey Tapaswin, hey Yetishwara, Gacha, Gacha, Yivadasi, ma'am. You asked me to get away? Tarihi, Bruhi, tell me, what is it that you want to get rid of? You are also having a body like me. This is called Annamaya Shariram. Annamayatu Annamayam Chaitanya Athava Chaitanyam. Itivara Kim Bruhi
Anyamayam
Annamayam.
Annamayam.
Explaining. I'm going to
explain. I'm sorry.
Annamayat Annamayam Chaitanyat Athava Chaitanyam Itivara Kim Bruhi Gacha Gacheti. What did you want to get away from? Another body made of food. You're also having the same body. You are asking this my body to get away from your body, which is also made of anaya. Or if it is made of consciousness, my body also is having consciousness. Are you to drive away the Chaitanyamara Sharira or the Annamaya Sharira from your own? You are also having Chaitanya in you. Your body also made of food only. Yetivara, you are a great saint. Bruhi, tell me, Kim Vadasi Gacha Gacheti. What did you want to get rid of? Why do you want me to go away? In what way I am inferior to you? When he confronted Shankaracharya, started Shankaracharya, Mahavidvamsaha, a great scholar, Mahapanditaha, Mahayogisuraha, Stabdhaha, he was stunned, astonished. Immediately he could see who he was. Lord Shankara himself came in the form of Chandala. Sakshat Parameshwaraha Chandala Rupena Agataha. Chatvaraha Kukuraha, four dogs were there. Chatvaraha Vedaha. The four Vedas took the form of dogs and then came in his age. Everything was known to Shankara Bhinav. My God, what a foolishness I have been living in all along. I thought I was a great man and so on. He fell down immediately at the feet of Chandala because he could see the Supreme Lord in the person. Then he said, Sir, kindly forgive me for what I have said. Jagrati Sopna Sushuptishu Sthiratara Ya Samvit Ujrumbhate Ya Brahmadi Pipilikantatanushu Prota Jagasakshini Saivaham Iti Drishyavastuni Nacha Bhedostiyasya Saha Chandalaha Astu Sada Dvijaha Astu Guruhu Ityesha Manishamama. Maybe Chandala or a Brahmin, doesn't matter. If you have this realization that the same consciousness is flowing through all forms of living beings, starting from Chaturmukha Brahma, the four-faced God, down to the smallest creature called ant that crawls under your feet, the same spirit is there, the same life is there, the same consciousness is there. If you are able to realize that, then he may be a Chandala by birth. Still, in my opinion, you are my guru, sir. Chandalaha astu, satu dvijaha astu, he may be a twice born, guruhu iti esha manisha mama, mama manisha, mama buddhihi. My thinking is like this. I consider you as my own guru. So kindly forgive me. I have known who I am. I have known my own nature now. Sakshat Shankaraha tatra prachakshi bhuya. Then Lord Shankara appeared before him and then said, Gacha, gacha. Now he said, Shankara asked him, gacha, gacha. Now the Lord said, gacha, gacha. Go back to your ashram. So even Shankara had to learn a lesson. Because he was thinking that he was a Brahmin, a great teacher of Vedanta and all these things. But everything had been smashed to smithereens by the Lord himself when he came there in person. There's another episode we learned from Shankara's life. Great men are ready to learn it. However, inferior the other person may be. Baladapi Subhashitam. We have a saying in Sanskrit. Subhashitam, if it is a good word, baladapi, even a boy, say something good, you have to accept it. with no inhibition. So, Baladapi Suhashitam. Now, Sakshat Shankaraha Agataha. Baladapi Suhashitam. Bala, boy. Baladapi, even from a boy or a child, Subhashitam, a wise saying, if it comes, if it says something good, you have to accept it. Thank you, my dear boy, you have to say. So, Parameshwara has come in the form of Chandala, doesn't matter what is there. The body may be a Chandala body, but inside the same consciousness is present. This is the spirit of Advaita also. Advaita means recognition of consciousness as Supreme Brahman everywhere. Brahma Satyam. Jagan Mithya, the bodies are all unreal. It's only a chance that we are born as human beings. And we must make good of this particular janma. Must know the ultimate truth with the help of this body only. God has given us a great opportunity to learn the truth from this particular human birth only. Why? Because the same Shankaracharya says in his work called Viveka Chudamani, Jantunam Narajanma Durlabham. Jantunam, Jantuhu, animal. There are so many species of creatures, several billions and billions. You can't keep any count even. Of all of them, Narajanma Durlabham, Narajanma, to be born as a human being, is something very rare. Durlabham. Because this is the last rung in the ladder of realization. We can reach the highest from this birth itself. If you lose this opportunity, you will slip and fall down into abysmal depths, from which again we have to start our climb upwards. Because nobody can say as to what I am going to be next janma. If you don't make good of this, then I may not be born as a human being at all. And what is the advantage of being born as a human being? Swami Vivekananda, Swami Yogananda, they all declare this. Here there is an opportunity of raising your Kundalini Shakti, yogic power. Kundalini, the serpent power, is coiling inside. Through yoga, you can rouse it and realize your own supremacy. This opportunity is not given to any other living being. This is what Swami Yogananda says in his wonderful book called Autobiography of a Yogi. Swami Yogananda. So Shankaracharya has the same thing. Jantunam Narajanma Durlabham. Durlabham means difficult to get. Love to get. Durlabham, opposite Sulabham. Sulabham, easy to access. Easy to get. Durlabham, difficult to acquire. Narajanma Durlabham. To be born again as a human being, nobody can assure. Because the same Shankaracharya has said, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. We are born again and dead again. But no assurance to we are coming again as a human being, no. Punarapi Janani Jatare Shayanam. Again sleeping in the womb of the mother. Which mother? No, not necessarily human mother. It could be an animal also. Iha samsare bahudustare kripaya apare pahi murare. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudhamati. The beautiful hymn has gotten the practical philosophy of life. Balaha tavatu kridasaktaha. The same Shankara says in this stotra Bhaja Govinda again, Balaha tavat. What is a child doing, a boy? What does he do? He spends his time playing with the toys and all. Kreda asaktaha. Nothing but plays only. Balaha tavat kreda asaktaha. Interest in play. Okay. What about a young man? Tarunaha tavat taruni saktaha. Taruna is a young man. Taruni is a young girl. He always thinks of his lady love. Okay. When he still grows older, vriddhaha tavat chinta sakta. He is worried. An old man always spends his time chewing the cud of his old days. What happened? In my younger days, he starts, go to any old man, he speaks about his past only. or he about worries about his own family as to how many daughters he's yet to marry and how much loan he has to clear off and all this thing. This is how man is spending his time. Balaha tavat krida asaktaha, tarunaha tavat taruni saktaha, vriddhaha tavat chinta saktaha. But it is a pity. Pare brahmani kopi nasaktaha. Nobody is interested in God. See? Pare brahmani, supreme brahman, kopi nasaktaha. Nobody is interested in learning about God or trying to reach him and so on. How we are spending our time. Beautiful verses of Shankaracharya. I told Mr. Saurak about it and he said, how to do it. It's also be recorded. Yeah. Ekaha Sushyaha. Ekaha Sushyaha. One student was there. Tava Guruhu Kaha. Shankara asked him. Shankara Pruchiti. Hey Bala. Hey Yuva. Agicha. Upavisha. Kaha tava guruhu. Who is your guru? Na kopi guruhu. I know teacher. Guruhu nasti. Saha yushmakam guruhu. Na 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 saha najanati. He is not my teacher. He doesn't know anything at all. Then this kind of life is no use at all, he says. You must have great faith in your guru. Gurau vishwasaha karyaha. Vishwasaha is faith or trust. Guruhu. Kaha guruhu? Guhu nama andhakaraha. Ruhu nama tejaha. Guru means one who removes the scales of your darkness. Guhu. Gushabdaha andhakaraha syat. This is the etymology of the word guru. Gu means darkness. Ru means the light. The light that disperses darkness is guru. So, guru is a spiritual teacher who lifts the scales from your eyes, who tells you who you are, what your goal of life is. Gushabdaha andhakaraha syat, rushabdaha tanyavartakaha. Andhakara nivruttitvat guruhu iti abhihiyate. A guru is so called because he helps remove our darkness. Our ignorance is dispelled. He tells you who you are. Who are you? You are consciousness. You are Chaitanya Surupa. You are an aspect of God. Or you are God Himself. It all depends upon the philosophical interpretations. According to Ramanuja, you are an aspect of God. According to Shankara, you are God Himself. Advaita and Vishishtadvaita. Shadangadi Vedaha. Shankaracharya wrote another beautiful hymn called Manisha Panchakam. Now this is called Guru Ashtakam. Guru Ashtakam. 8 verses he wrote on Guru. In one verse he says, Shadangadi Vedaha Mukhe Shastra Vidya. Shadangadi Vedaha Shat Angaha. There are 6 auxiliaries for the Veda. A Veda can be understood with the help of 6 accessories called Anga. Shadanga Veda. There are 4 Vedas. Rig, Yajuhu, Sama, Atharvaha. Iti, Chatvaraha, Vedaha. Each Veda can be understood with the help of 6 limbs. We call them Angas. Siksha, Vyakaranam, Chandaha, Niruktam, Jyotisham. Then, Kalpasutramiti. Shadangani Vedasya. With the help of 6 limbs, you can understand the proper Veda correctly. So his student may master all the literature. He has no regard for his guru. This is what Shankara says. Shadangadi Vedaha Mukhe, on the tip of his tongue. Shastra Vidya, all the scriptures he knows. Kavitvadi Gadyam Supadyam Karodi. He's a great poet also. Kavitvadi Padyam Supadyam Gadyam Karodi. Prose and poetry very finely he writes. But Manaschet Nalagram Guruho Angri Padme. But his mind is not there at the feet of his guru. Tataha kim, tataha kim, tataha kim, tataha kim. What then, what then, what then, what? Everything is or not. Beautiful thing is this. Guru Vashtagam we call it. Tataha kim, tataha means then, kim what? Then what? What then, what then, what? What is the purpose of all this learning? Because you don't have any faith or reverence for your guru. You got everything else. The whole knowledge is there. But still, you are fit for nothing. Shariram Surupam. The Shishya may have a beautiful, handsome personality. Very imposing. Shariram Surupam. The body is very beautiful. Tathava Kadatram, Kadat means wife. His wife also is equally handsome, beautiful. So nothing is wanting in life. Shriram Surupam Tathava Kadatram Yeshaha Changruchitram has become very famous. Dhanam Merutulyam. His money is like a Meru mountain. Meru is a mythological mountain of gold, somewhere in the upper reaches of Himalayas. We can't see it, it is there. Thank God you are not seen. Everything is there in this fellow. Very rich man, multi-millionaire, billionaire. Very handsome person he is. His wife is very beautiful. But everything is there. But one thing is not there. What? Manaha chet na lagram guroho angri padme. His mind is not there at the lotus foot of his guru. Tataha kim, tataha kim, tataha kim. Very emphatic. So Shankara has got a wonderful literature and a lot of lessons we have to learn from his beautiful, simple telling hymns. That is about Shankara. His philosophy is called Advaita because na dvaitam advaita. There is no duality. Supreme reality is only one. We think everything is there, plurality is there because of Maya. I am not preaching about Shankara's philosophy, you know. Maya mohitam jagat. Maya is a mysterious, delusive power which makes us think everything is real.
Ekada. Non-duality.
Huh?
If it's non-duality, it's monistic.
Yes, it is monism. The other day you were asking this question. Yeah.
And why does it, they don't call it monism simple like that?
Who?
Who they Advaita scores.
That is all. Your English translation is monism. Shankara doesn't use the word monism. Advaitam is the only word for that. In
it's
Sanskrit.
The only
word. Yeah. In Sanskrit. Na dvaitam advaitam finished. It can translate it as monism or non-duality.
So they are synonyms.
Yes. Ekada Shankaraha Matra Ahutaha. Tasya mata, his mother, tam ahuya he bala, tvam nishkutam gacha. His kitchen garden is there next door. You bring from the garden 4 brinjals, she said. You know the brinjal? What do you call it in
Vartaka?
Vartaka is there, but in English it is somewhere about eggplant.
Aubergine.
Aubergine. Okay. Chatvari Vartakani Anaya. You bring 4 brinjals from the garden. His mother asks Shankara. Ah, astu, gachami. Shankaraha is balakaha. Vanam gachati has gone there. But na pratinivrutaha, he didn't come back at all. Eka ghanta vyatita. 1 hour is over. His mother was worried. What happened to this fellow? What happened to Shankara? Shankara was sitting there like this, near a plant. Evam alochana magnaha, lost in thought. Mata vaditi, kinnimittam alasyam, why this delay? Hey Mataha, Shankaraha vaditi, hey Mataha, O mother, chatvari vartakani na santi. I don't find four brinjals. Ekameva vartakam, this is one, this is one, this is one. Brinjal is only one for him. He did not put 1 plus 1 plus 1. He was thinking of all brinjal is only one. Ekam vartakam natu chatvari vartakani. Katam chatvari bhavanti. How can there be four brinjal? Vartakam is only one. That is his philosophy. It is there rooted in his very blood itself. Shankaraha yatadrishaha advaita chinta bharaha. The whole thought of Advaita was there in his very life, the way he acted with it. Evam Shankarasya Vaibhavam greatness vacha vaktum na shakyate. I cannot express in so many words. Na varnaitum shakyate. I cannot describe. Vacha means with my speech. Vaktum na shakyate. It is not possible to speak about the greatness of Shankara. Because he was an avatara purusha, avataraha, sakshat shankarasya, avataraha, sri shankaraha, paramashankaraha, mahashivaha, tasya avataraha, sri shankaraha iti, sampradayaha, that is the tradition. Idanim aham anyam mahantam prati vadami. Now I speak about another great person. Anyam Mahapurusham, Anyam Maha Acharyam Prati Vadami. I am now speaking about another great teacher. Saha Ramanujaha iti. Ramanujaha Ekadashe Shatake Asit. He was in the 11th century. Ekadashe Shatake. Shataka is a century. He was in the 11th century. Shankara lived in the 8th century. Ashtame Shatake Shankaraha. Tasya Janma. He was born in the 8th century AD. About 300 years ago, later on, came Ramanuja. Ramanujaha, Ramasya Anujaha, Ramanujaha. Anujaha means younger brother. The younger brother of Rama, that is the name given by his parents. Who is the younger brother of Rama? Lakshmana. So, in tradition, Ramanuja also known as Lakshmana. Lakshmana Munihi or Ramanuja Munihi. That is how the Vaishnavas refer to him. Ramanujaha, api, he also prathamam advaitam adhitavan. He also first learned about Advaita. Advaita was the only philosophy then available. 300 years after Shankara, Advaita was ruling the roost. So Shankara influenced the entire thinking of the country that way. Ramanuja also had to study Advaita Vedanta under a guru. His guru is called Yadava Prakashaha. Yadava Prakashaha iti tasya guruhu. Sacha Advaita Guruhu. Tasya Sakashe with him Ramanujaha Advaitam Patitavan. He learnt Advaita. Anantaram means afterwards. Mata Bhedaha. A difference of opinion arose. Keshamchit Vakyanam. For some sentences in the scriptures, Ramanujasya Vyakhyanam Anyat. Shankarasya Vyakhyanam Anyat. The difference of commentary in Shankara and Ramanuja. He didn't agree with Shankara totally. He is a great thinker, an independent thinker. So he differed from Shankara on several issues. And he came out of the guru also. And then the guru was angry with him. As to why you are going away from me, my dear boy? Are you a great thinker, more than Shankara? And I said, no sir, I beg to differ from you on several issues. One by one he narrated. get lost, he said. So Ramanuja had to come out. One important passage I am now referring to. Chandogya Upanishad. Heard the name? Chandogya Upanishad. He belongs to the Samaveda. There is one sentence there. Surya Mandalam Asti. There is the orb of the sun. Surya Mandale Kaschana Purushaha Asti. There is one person inside the orb of the sun. Tasya Akshini. He has got two eyes. Tasya yatha kapyasam pundarikam eva makshini. This is the passage from Chandogya. Tasya yatha kapyasam pundarikam evam akshini. Akshini, his two eyes are like pundarikas. There is an adjective used by the Upanishad. Kapyasam pundarikam. What is kapyasam? This is the question. Shankaracharya evam vyakhyanam karoti. Shankara gives this kind of interpretation. Kapihi. Who is Kapi? Monkey. Kapi is a monkey. Kapi asaha, the hind portion of a monkey. It is red in color. The eyes of the Supreme Person inside the sun also as red as the hind portion of a monkey. This is the commentary given by the great Shankaracharya. Great reverence to the Acharya. Tassamaye Yadava Prakashaha Upavishtaha Abhyangana Snanam. He was having oil bath. Oil bath. Those days, Sishyas were living in the house of the teacher called Gurukulam. Gurukula Vasaha. Guruho Kulam, Gurukulam. Kulam means house. Kulam not doesn't mean family. He was living in the house of the teacher. Ramanuja Kinkaroti, Tailam, Tasya Sharasi, Mardayati. He is applying oil on the head of his guru. Guruhu Kinkaroti, Chandogya Upanishad, Vyakhyati. He is giving the commentary, the Chandogya passage, as given by Shankaracharya. Tasyatha kapyasam pundarikam eva makshini kapyasam kapehe asaha kapyasaha iti vyakhyanam tatu shrutva ramanujaha ruditi. Tasya ashruni guroho anke apatan. The tears fell on the guru's lap. Hard. Look at it. Hey, Ramanuja, kim rodishi? Why are you crying? Ramanuja vadati, hey guru, mam kshamaswa. Kindly forgive me. Idam vyakhyanam na rochite. It's not good, sir. Why? Katham paramapurushasya. The Supreme Brahman is being described in the Upanishad. His eyes are said to be as red as the back portion of a monkey. It's called Nichopama. Very inferior kind of comparison. The simile is awful. It is blasphemous to describe the eyes of the Lord in this manner. Jhediti kupitavan guruhu guruho kopaha krudhyate re murkha kim vadasi. Idam vyakhyanam Sri Shankarasi vyakhyanam. Natu mama, I am not giving the commentary. It is Sri Shankara's commentary. Tat satyam. This be true. Anyatha na bhavitum arhati. It cannot be otherwise. Iti guruhu uktavan. Ramanuja roditi. Na evam. Naham angikarishyami. I am not able to accept it, sir. Oh, Tvam Shankaradapi Gariyan? Are you superior to Shankara himself? Na na na. Shankaracharyaha Mahan. Tam prati na uchyate. Idam vyakhyanam na rochyate. I don't like the commentary. Tarhi kim tava vyakhyanam? Then what is your interpretation for this passage? Ramanujaha vyakhya dvayam karoti. He gave two interpretations. What a genius he must have been. Young boy, he gave two meanings for the passage. Kapyasaha, kapihi na vanaraha. Kapi doesn't mean monkey here. Kam pivati iti kapihi. Kam means water. Udakam kam jalam amarakosha. Kam means water. Kam pivati, that which draws water. It could be a lotus stalk or the rays of the sun. As vikas, as means to bloom. That which blooms on a lotus, which is having a long, deep stalk, is a full-blown lotus. Or the flower is quickened by the rays of the sun, it becomes fully blooming. When the sun's rays fall, the lotus blooms. Or when the lotus stalk is deep enough, then it will be a beautiful flower. You can't find any flower here. No? You must go to a tank only. In villages, they are beautiful. So Ramanuja keeps these two in mind. He says, Kapyasam means the eyes of the Lord are as beautiful as the full-blown lotus, which is growing on a deep lotus stalk or which is quickened by the rays of the sun. Kapyasam kapihi suryaha suryakiranaha thava nalam taina vikasyate sputyate vibhidyate iti kapyasam tasya akshini evam. The Lord's eyes are as beautiful as the lotuses. Guruho kopa. He murkha, gacha, 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 madgrihati gacha. Mama grihati gacha means go away from my house. Yataha param hereafter, na tvam mama sishyaha. Aham na tava guruhu. Yataha Shankaracharyam nindasi. You're finding all the Shankaracharya? How dare? Gacha, gacha. Evam Ramanujaha Guruho Namaskritya. He did Namaskara Pradakshini Kritya. He went round the teacher, came out of the house. See the history. The same Guru later on became the disciple of Ramanuja. When Ramanuja became famous as a great teacher and interpreter of the Upanishads, the same teacher, Yadava Prakasha, became his own disciple under a new name called Govinda Dasa. Govinda Dasaha iti namna saha prasiddhaha. He wrote a work also called Yeti Dharma Samuchaya. Yeti Dharma Samuchayam Grantham Likitavan. I am Govinda Dasaha. Such a Ramanujasya Guruhu Pratham Kintu Tasya Sishyaha Sanjataha. Ramanujasya Pratibha Tadrishi. Ekada Vande Saha Ekam Gurum Ashritavan. He went to a particular teacher. Tasya Guruho Gramaha Dure Vartate. Ramanujasya Nivasaha Kanchipure. Ramanuja living in Kanchipuram. From there, Ramanuja had to walk about 20 miles to reach a village. Ekam gramam, tatra guruhu vasati, tatra gantum vimshati kroshaha, 20 miles, padhyam gantavyam, has to go by walk. Those days there was no convenience at all. And he was going there. Guruhu vasati, hey Ramanuja, idanim samayaha nasti, I have no time now. Punaha means again, kalantare agacha, come some other time. Gacha gacha, sameha nasti. 18 times he made Ramanuja go up and down. Ashtadesha varam guruhu Ramanujam preshitava. Ramanuja gachati. Ekam mantram jnatum. To learn the meaning of one mantra, Ramanuja went there. He wanted to learn because only the guru is capable of giving that meaning. He had such a faith in the Guru. Manaschet nalagnam guruho angripadne tatakim 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 tatakim. Shankaracharya advised, you know, Ramanuja had great faith in that great teacher. So he went and 18 times ashtadashavaram. Ashtadasha means 18. Ashtadashavaram tasya graham gatavan. Guruhu vadati idanim nasti samayaha. Gacha gacha. Kalantare agacha, kalantare. At last he condescended. Ashtadasha samaye upavisha. Mantram dadami ayamcha ativa mukhya mantraha rahasyam idam, great secret tasya mantrasya arthaha idi samyak janasi, if you know the meaning, punaha janma na vidyate. There is no rebirth at all. A very important mantra. Tvam imam mantram rakshasva. You protect this mantra. You should not give it to Tom, Dick and Harry. Promise. Vak vacham dehi. Vagdanam kuru. Promise me that you won't give to undeserving fellows. Yadi anarhebhyaha mantram upadishasi. If you give this to undeserving fellows, tarhi narakam gachasi. What is narakam? Hell. You will go to hell. Don't give to Tom, Dick and Harry. Ramana Vati, Evam Eva Karomi, He Guru, Tam Mantram Upadishai. Ayancha Mantraha Sri Vaishnava Sampradaye, Mula Mantraha Iti Prasiddha. It is called Mula Mantra in Sri Vaishnava tradition. It is a simple meaning. It is called Ashtakshari Mantra. Ashta Akshari Mantra. 8 letters are there. Om Namo Narayanaya. That is the only mantra. Om Namo Narayanaya. The interpretation for this one single mantra, I can write 108 pages now, I am telling you. So much is the depth of the meaning. Very important mantra. Each syllable has so many meanings. Can go on quoting from epics also like Ramana, Mahabharata and Gita. To substantiate the teaching of this mantra. Very important mantra, it is called Mula Mantra in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. Tasya Rahasyartham, I am Guruhu, Atiya, Mahata, Saulabhyana, very easily, Ati Madhurataya Upadishtavan. He gave Ramanuja the entire meaning. Ramanuja Atiya Tushtaha, He Guru, Aham Pranipatam Karomi, Sashtanga Namaskaram Karomi, Kasajnosmi, Aham Dhanyaha, I am fortunate. Iti Ukasha. Guruhu Vadati. Maya Kimuktam. What did I say in the beginning? Imam Mantram Anarheshu Nadeyaha Madhihi. Don't give the mantra to undeserving fellows. Iti Dadasi. If you give like that, Narakam Gachasi. Narakam Gachasi. Astu. Iti Krutva. Jhetiti Ramanujaha Gramam Agatavan. Tatra Ekam Mandiram Asti. Vishnoho Mandiram. Mandirasya Shikharam Adhitavan Arudhavan Rama. Ramanuja claimed the temple towers. Sarve Janaha Agachantu. All the people in the village. He called. Agachantu, Agachantu. Aham Mantram Upadishami. Asya mantrasya jnanena sarve swargam gacchanti. Agacchantu, agacchantu, agacchanti. The whole township gathered there. About 10-15 minutes time. Ramanuja said, I am ready to teach the meaning of the mantra. Very rare opportunity for you, please come. The whole town gathered there. Then Ramanuja explained the meaning of the mantra to all these people. He never asked him who you are a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. No. No discrimination. Sarvehi janaha bhagavataha drishtau samanaha are equal in the eyes of God. Sarvepi imam mantram patantu. Sarvepi swargam gachantu. Vaikuntham gachantu. Iti tasya asya. Om namo narayanaya om. Iti omkarasya kohartha. Narayana sabdasya kohartha. Namaha sabdasya kohartha. Iti sarvam spashtataya. Very clearly Ramanuja expounded the meaning. Sarvepi santushtaha. Sarvepi kruta. Hey Ramanuja. Bhavan asmakam tarakaha. You helped us cross this samsara. You are our savior. Tvam bhavan asmakam rakshakaha. You are a protector. Iti sarvepi tam namaskritya gatavantaha. Tasya guruhu, tasya guroho, idam sarvamapi vishadam abhut. Everything became clear or known to his guru. Guroho sakashe kashchan agatya. Hey guru, tavasishyaha Ramanuja. Kim janasi bhavan, kim krutavan iti. Do you know what happened? Na janami, vada. Devalayasya upari gatva gopuram arushya uchaihi loud voice sarvan ahuya asya mantrasya artham upadishat. Ativa kupitaha. Mahata Vegena, Akhvaya, Ramanujam, Atra, go and bring this fellow to me. I am Gatva. Hey, Ramanuja, Bhavatam Guru, Akhvayati. The Guru is calling you. Aham Agamishyamit. Ramanuja, Dhavati. He ran to the place. Hey, Guru, Sashtangam Pranipatya. Bow down at his feet. Hey, Guru, Kinnimittam, Mam, Ahutavantaha. Kim Karyam Maya. What shall I do? Why did you call me? Re Mukha. Re Vachara. Hey, Asatyavadin. You spoke untruth to me. You promised that you won't tell anybody, give this mantra to anybody, undeserving, and you gave it to everybody. Anarheshu mantram dadasi iti mama kopaha, mama shapaha. I am cursing you. Shapa is a curse. Kopa is anger. Tvam dhruvam narakam gamishyasi. Certainly you will go to hell. Iti ativa kopena uktavan guru. Ramanuja, he guru, aham yekayeva narakam gamishyami. I alone will go to hell. Sarveipi vaikuntham gacchantu. Mama anandaha, nakopi khedaha, nakopi vishadaha, nakopi vicharaha. I am not at all unhappy because all of them are going to heaven. Only I will go to hell and suffer there. What is wrong in it? Guruho aschiryam. He baraka. Kim evam vadasi? The Guru's eyes are open now. What a boy. What a large-hearted fellow he is. Saha Ramanujam aslishya. He embraced Ramanuja. Tvam mama uttarakaha. Embirumanar in Tamil, he called him, you are my embirumanar. Embirumanar means you are superior to me. Embirumanar, you are my own guru. I am not your guru. You taught me a lesson. Open my eyes. This is how a teacher should be, working for the welfare of a large section of community. Instead of going, your own going to hell, he said all of them will go to heaven. What a wonderful idea it is. Ramanujasya audaryam, the magnanimity. Tasya vishala hridayaha. He is large-heartedness. Swami Vivekananda has got beautiful compliments about Ramanuja. Swami Vivekananda was a great Advaitin, no doubt about it. But he says, with all his intellectual supremacy, I think Shankara was a failure on the social realm. Only he could say that. Why? Because he never bothered about the common man. But look at Ramanuja. The Guru prevented him from saying anything about this mantra, but he said, everybody should go to heaven and I will go to hell. The large-heartedness of Ramanuja, he says. Who pressed the downtrodden to his bosom like a second Rama. I am quoting Vivekananda. Who pressed the downtrodden to his bosom like a second Rama. In the Ramayana, we have Rama. He embraced a hunter by name Guha. Guha was a hunter, after all, a forester. Rama was a prince. Rama embraced him like his own friend. So Ramanuja embraced the downtrodden to his bosom like a second Rama. In his one single heart, I am quoting again Vivekananda, pounded a million hearts. Beautiful compliments Vivekananda pays to Sri Ramanuja. Tasmat Ramanuja is a great benefactor of humanity. Keep aside his philosophy. Vishishtadvaita Vedantam Astunama Kintu Tasya Sanghika Spruha. The concern for the common man. Samajika Spruha. Samaja is humanity. Spruha means the desire to help them. Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukkhabhak Bhavet. Nobody should suffer in life. Everybody should live happily. This was the motto of Ramanuja. So this is what he taught in his philosophy also. So we still remember him that day for his contribution. Ramanujasya hridayam ativa vishalam. Tasya manasi prema, love for all. Sarvesham manushyanam, sarvesham jantunam api krite. tasya daya asid. He loved even the smallest creatures. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a shloka. Nirvairaha sarvabhuteshu yaha saha mameti pandava. Who doesn't hate any living being, he will come to me. This is what Krishna said. Explaining this passage, Ramanuja says, Nirvairaha, even when you see a cobra, don't kill it. Who is there to tell like that? Yaha sarpaha agachati, sarpam drishtva kim kurmaha, bhitaha bhavi. We will first of all run away out of here. Kejitu dhairisharana, some people, tam marayayuhu, maybe kill also, but don't kill, because you send positive vibrations of love towards it, it won't do anything at all. Bhagavad bhakti hi, idi manasi vartate, Bhagavan sarvatra vartate. Shunicheva, Shapakecha, Panditaha, Samadarshanaha, Bhagavan Sarvatra Vartade, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, Bhagavad Gita Shloka, Brahmane, Gavi, Hastini, Shunicha, a dog, Shapakecha, a man who kills it, Panditaha, Samadarshanaha, a wise man should see the God everywhere. Iti Ramanujasya Siddhantaha, Tasmati Vadati, Iti Sarpaha Agachet, Tam Na Tarayantu. Tamapi prema vikshanehi pashyantu. Look at them with compassionate glances. Nakapi hanihi bhavishyati. They won't be any harm for you. Iti tasya siddhanta. Tasmadeva saha mahapurusheshu agraganyaha samajika spruha. A great social reformer. Philosophy apart, his love and concern for the common man is almost clean. Every page of his writing. That is his Siddhantakara Bhakti. Bhakti and Prapatti, the doctrine which is propagated, speaks about this basic ingredient of love for all human beings. Yes, sarvatra anavisneha nadveshti nakangshati maitri mitraha karunayevacha. All these interpretations are from Ramanuja, speak about the large-heartedness of his person. Iti idanim samayaha atitaha panchavadanam sanjatam vayam Ramanujasya vishaye yatkinchit jnatavantaha. We have learnt something about Ramanuja. Agamini saptahe, in the next week, anyam acharyam madhvacharyam prati janimaha. We will learn about other great teacher, madhvacharya bene. Madhvacharyaha vayuputraha. Vayuputraha kaha Hanuman. Yankala. Hanuman. Tataha purvam. Hanuman iti ekaha avataraha. Mahabharata samye bhimaha anyaha avataraha. Kaliyuge madhvacharyaha tritiyaha avataraha. Madhva calls himself proudly, without any doubt about it, that he is the third incarnation of Vayu. Purvam Rama vachonayam. In my first birth, I carried the message of Rama to Sita. Dityagha pravanakaha plaksha prakshaha. Praksha is Bhima. I have become Bhima in the Mahabharata war. Tritiyaha madhvaha, he says. So great acharya he was. We'll speak about him in our next class. Namaha susayam sarve sukhinaha bhavantu. May all be happy. Mahapurushanam katha. Mahapurushanam Ashirvadaha Bhavantu. May the blessings of all the great acharyas like Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhva be on all of you. Namaskar. Thank you.